So, Hare Krishna. I want to affectionately greet you to this workshop. I welcome you to this workshop, which for me will be a very important delivery. As someone who teaches the practical application of the Maha Mantra, of chanting the Maha Mantra, this is very important. You will hear many new things, or few new things, which I consider to be extremely important for your future spiritual journey. I'm very glad also that we don't have total beginners only amongst us, but devotees who have practiced chanting for quite some time, because we need to have a little bit, it will be a little bit more advanced what we will hear today. I also want to welcome all of the devotees who have joined us from this morning. I see devotees from Vrindavan who stay in Vrindavan. They have come and want to greet you very much. We had a very nice lecture this morning by, by Bhujan Prabhu, where he really put the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in a historical perspective. You know, why it is that in this age of Kali, this is the most powerful process. And he put it in the context of the entire teachings of the Bhagavatam. And I urge you to again listen to this important lecture, because it's a very, let me say, it gives some fundamental understanding to us, which we actually require for our understanding. Is extremely motivating, motivating from a very deep place, the Bhagavatam. So, welcome everyone. A workshop is different than a lecture. In a workshop, we will actually do some work. We will apply things. There will be sharing sessions, etc. And I will try to guide you. But first of all, I think I have a wrong timetable. My timetable says that there is a group japa and kirtan session after this. Is this true, or has this been changed? Group japa. Okay, and then there is one in the afternoon as well. All right, then I'm fine. And when does it start? 1 o'clock. So we have to put the wristwatch here. Namo, please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesha Sunyavani Askachyane Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. It was in 1977 when I personally had my last darshan with Srila Prabhupada. Because afterwards, briefly afterwards, his divine grace disappeared from this world here in Vrindavan. The darshan was what I would call nowadays his last instructions, his final instructions to those who were attending the darshan. Srila Prabhupada had gone for last time all around the world on a world tour, which he then interrupted when he knew that he would only have a few more weeks to live in this world. Bhakti Charu Maharaj remembers that once Prabhupada said, just a few weeks before his departure, he said, it should be glorious. Then one devotee asked him, what? And he said, my death. So it was glorious because a few weeks before that he made a world preaching tour. And there was a reason why he did so. He wanted to give his final instructions to his disciples and thus strengthen them. The scenario was like this. He was in London in his personal quarters. And a group of young devotees, the German Sankirtan devotees, had a private audience with him. And we came in, and our first reaction was to Srila Prabhupada's physical frame. He really was emaciated and looked different, and we looked at him with just the natural concern of young disciples. Is everything all right like this? And Prabhupada, he looked at us, and there was a silence. And then into this silence, Prabhupada spoke with a very thin voice, which was at the same time, let me say, he was very present in what he said. He said, so, have you understood our philosophy? And the youngest devotees amongst us, this is a phenomenon in the Hare Krishna movement, rushed to give the answer. And the oldest were sitting back a little bit and knowing, I don't want to say something foolish now. So the young ones started to speak amongst us. Savaramang parijaja, give up all dharmas and surrender to me. Prabhupada shook his head. No. Yaradeko, came the other answer. Yaradeko Krishna ta, what is it? Yaradeko? Tarekaho Krishna Upadesh. Now Prabhupada was arisen. What is that Krishna Upadesh? He said. He wanted to not know slogans, he wanted to know content. What is the instruction of Krishna? Have you understood the philosophy? Then something else came, and that was also not accepted. And then all of us said, before Him with the expression in our face, "You say it, please." We are at the end of our wits. And then Prabhupada's answer was so absolutely strong and to the point. He said, and no one of us was prepared for that, "First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. The Skanda Purana instructs us, if you want to serve a spiritual being through chanting, through kirtan, through remembering, through any of the nine processes, if you want to serve a spiritual being, you yourself have to become a spiritual being. In Honolulu, Prabhupada spoke about this in a very beautiful and nice analogy. He gave the analogy: if you want to serve Krishna, you have to become spiritual. Just like if you want to come into the fire and dance into the fire, you yourself have to become a spark. You have to become fire. Would you like to hear this excerpt from the lecture so that it's a little bit more clear? You will have to listen very carefully because I will talk something which is quite new to many of us, but which will relieve our heart very much. So he said, a devotee cannot be bad character because Krishna is Pavitram Paramang Bhavan. Pavitra means pure. So impure cannot approach Him. If you want to enter fire, you must be fire. If you are not fire, you will burn. This example is given. Krishna is a big fire, and we are sparks of fire. We are also fire, but very small. The spark of fire can remain within the fire, and then it's beautiful. But as soon as this put, 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 put falls down, separate from the fire, it is extinguished. No more fire. It is black charcoal. That's all. You understand that when we are connected with Krishna, we are like sparks in the fire, and when we are separated from Krishna, we become black charcoal. It's like coal. It's dirty. Sometimes you may feel my heart is like a coal mine. There is. Once heard this, a devotee saying, "My heart is like a coal mine, and the more I wash it, the more dirt comes out." So Prabhupada ends his lecture. So if you want happiness, then we have to dance with Krishna. But I cannot dance with Krishna if I'm not pure. Krishna is Pavitram Paramang Bhavang. Pavitram means the supreme pure. If you want to take pleasure in the company of Krishna and dance in the rasa dance, then you have to become pure, purified. This is sarvopadi viniyamuktam, to become free of all designations. Now in our Vaishnava sadhan, our spiritual practice, there is a very specific process which helps you to become pure and rise to the spiritual platform. And it is, once again, important for us to realize you can only serve Krishna on the spiritual platform. You can dance in the fire only when you are fire yourself. You have to rise yourself, or your consciousness needs to be elevated to the spiritual platform. There are verses which say, comes in Bhajan Rahasya, that those whose heart are full of lust and anxieties cannot remember Krishna. Krishna just doesn't come in there. So, there is a distinct spiritual process which I would like to teach you in this workshop, which helps you to become purified. It's called Bhuta Shuddhi. Now, Bhuta means the material elements, and Shuddhi means to be purified. Bhuta Shuddhi is a spiritual process which helps you to purify your body, your mind, and your heart so that you come to a spiritual level. It means the purification of one's existence. Vaishnavas do this practice, and the result of this practice is really to remember one's true spiritual nature. Who of you does puja? Oh, this is a good... all glories to the pujaris amongst you. Those of you who have studied the process of doing puja know that before you enter a deity room, you are supposed to do Buddha Shuddhi. Pujaris cannot enter the deity room. This is the old standard when life was still correct. You cannot enter the kingdom of God, the altar, in this world, if you don't first purify yourself by reciting a few prayers, which I will teach you also, and I'll give you a handout for this. So, the Hari Bhakti Vilas says, unless a person performs this Buddha Shuddhi ritual, that is, this purifying ritual, none of his spiritual activities will yield any result. And it mentions japa and homa and puja will not give any result, even if they are performed according to the prescribed rules and regulations. Buddha Shuddhi must be done before so that there is a result. I just would like to present, please don't protest as of yet before you have heard the whole lecture. I want to get at a point which will make a lot of sense to you, but you first need to hear a little bit. If you don't purify your existence and you sit down in the japa or in the puja, what will go on is not japa of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but japa of your old life. Your mind will repeat again and again the old mind patterns. Mostly you feel that because you are inattentive to the chanting. There's something else going on. And if you are not aware of what's going on, it's usually just a mood, a certain material consciousness which keeps on repeating itself. Either the mind will chatter and talk its talk, oh, did you already buy this? You're in Vrindavan. Tomorrow is the last chance to buy a new dhoti. Or what is with your diary? Is it all right? Or is it aggravating? The mind will think, or you chant, and if you are if you are a bachelor, not a brahmachari, you think, what is with these matajis? Matajis are also there. And if you are a mataji, you would think, what is with these boys? Boys are also there. Some people who have watched our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan have accused our temple to be a meeting place, and so on. I think it is a rather harsh and unfair judgment, but they may have noted that still the devotees perform their activities according to their old programs which are there. And they may have formed an overly hasty conclusion, which is not true, that the temple is really a wonderful place of worship, and everyone should visit and see these wonderful ceremonies like Artik, etc. What I would like to say here is something not so critical, but something a little bit more introspective. Don't we all know that when we chant, some devotees sometimes pray, I wish I would hear one Hare Krishna properly. Why don't they hear the Hare Krishna properly? Because there's something else in there. The mind is like a glass. When the glass is already full with something, you can't fill in something new. Therefore, this emptying the glass, or Buddha Shuddhi, becoming aware of our spiritual nature and chanting from there on the spiritual platform is very important. Otherwise, the mind repeats its old terrorist program. I'm saying terrorist program because it kills our spiritual life, these material thoughts. Srila Prabhupada there is one book which you might, which I think some of you are practicing. It's called Bhajan Rahasya, The Secrets of Good Spiritual Practice. And it gives you a very, very distinct things what to do. It's the verses, many of them are Bhagavatam verses, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes them in order to teach us how to chant properly the Hare Krishna mantra. And one verse which he quotes is the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.11.30, which gives instruction to give up I and mine. In other words, the wrong concepts of who we are and what is of interest for us. And Prabhupada gives a very interesting, very short but clear purport to this. The verse goes like this: Tvam pratyak atmani tada bhavatyananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramangshanaker avidya grantim. Grantim means not in the heart. Vibets yasima maham iti prarudam. Regain your natural position and render service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities as the Supersoul. Then you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. And Prabhupada says, the whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. So, summary. If you stay in your own little universe, I am the body and these are my thoughts and my concepts, the verse says we have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu, Lord Manu, reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulties. So, in the same way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur reminds us in Bhajan Rahasya, don't stay on the platform of I am the body and mind. This is not how you can perform the devotional service of chanting. You will just remain on the material platform, even though you chant. Hare Krishna. So I would now describe to you a little bit where to go from here. I will say something personal. This is a workshop. There's a little bit more freedom for the speaker to express himself. My dear devotees, here is a person sitting before you who tries to chant the Hare Krishna mantra almost since, it's now 46 years. I need four more than 50, then I'm 50 years in this process. Older than most of you young greenhorns. young people, I wanted to say. And believe me, I'm not a good devotee. I'm very, very bad, those who know me, but I am very convinced that chanting is the thing to do to become Krishna conscious. Somehow, it's because I'm a desperate person also. I know this is a shelter. And today, when Bhujan Prabhu gave that eye-opening class, really, those of you who were not there, who have come to Vrindavan, please get the recordings. It's one of these classes you need to hear in your life. When he just showed us that in Kali Yuga, three things are always impure. The objects which you use, the places where you stay, and you yourself as an individual. That was Shukadev Goswami. We could not avoid the realization that there is great need for purification. So when I heard this, I said, finally someone says it and is not shy. When we are trying to chant, now there's a kirtan wave in our movement, very good, let us applaud this wave, but it might wane if we don't understand this point. We can do so many practices, but if we remain impure, that means on the same material level of consciousness, then all of this doesn't work for us. It's like rowing a boat, no, with the anchor still in the riverbed. You make efforts. You sweat profusely, but not 1 meter you're moving ahead. Some older devotees have told me personally, Maharaj, they have said, we are not moving ahead. Since 40 years, we are on the same level of consciousness. What's wrong here? maybe you have yourself also seen. You do so many things, pilgrimages, dancing, tilak, and so on. But often I see you're distressed. Often I see you're in material consciousness. You're not feeling anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam punamrita svardhanam. It's all a theory for you. It's not a practical reality. Because your efforts are done without getting the anchor up, which moves your ship ahead. Now, I remember once we did a congregational preaching program on two big ships, Lord Lorien and Tolkien were the name of the ships. They were ships like really very nice ships with seven sails, you know, big sailboats. We had 60 people on each ship, and we had lectures in the morning, and sometimes we were sailing throughout the night. So I remember we were once in Amsterdam, and we needed to go through the night to come to go with the ships over the ocean to come at a certain time to the North East Sea Channel. It's closed, you know, most of the time. So you have to be there, zack, and then you can go from the Northern Sea to the Eastern Sea. And when you are too late, you have to wait another day. So the boat had to go throughout the night to bring us in the morning at the precise time to the north, to the opening of that channel. We gave the people who drove the boat extra amount of Lakshmi and extra amount of sweet balls to stay up in the night, hoping that they would bring us in the due time, because we wanted to go in the East Sea and then sail to the land of the Vikings. Yes, adventurous preaching tour. There was no wind in that night, but no problem. We had strong motors, and we said, I was asked, I said, yeah, of course, we pay all the benzene it takes. Just get us there in time. And then we laid down to sleep, and we heard the motors going the whole night, and I fell off. Wonderful, we are really moving. The next morning, I went up and looked. We are still in Amsterdam. What happened? I went to the captain. Captain, where is the gate to the Eastern Sea? We wanted to be there this morning. Oh, we drove the whole night, but we are still in Amsterdam. And then I think you know why. He had the... In his case, he didn't have the anchor. He didn't need an anchor. He had the iron chain, which was fastened to, it's called in German language, ein Poller. You have to learn a little German. It's an iron thing which is on the quay, you know, and it was fastened. He hadn't unfastened the chain. The motors were running, but the chain was there. So, you all laugh, which is the intended reason for giving this. But my dear devotees, this is happening to many, 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 if not most of those who sit here. Your motors are running. You're giving your level best, but the achievement of the taste of the ocean of nectar is still escaping most of us, huh? Is it true, or is this too offensive to say? Very true, someone says even. Thank you. Thank you. This is because we are holding on to the K. That is, we are holding on to the material concept of life. We are still in the I and mine concept. That's often in our movement we have discussed this. Devotees feel that the knot of false ego is not loosened. And often, not only in our movement, in spiritual movement, you can see the rising of pride of false ego is sometimes almost more than with the karmis, because they have not cut this understanding. They have not done Bhuta Shuddhi, purifying their existence, that is, understanding and acting on the spiritual platform. Or as what Prabhupada said to us when he asked us, have you understood our process here, our philosophy? And then he said, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. In another small little book called Beyond Birth and Death, it's a book which is written on the basis of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. He says, to enter Krishna consciousness, first of all, one needs to understand that one is an eternal soul. Not theoretical. But practical. This is how he says it. So I would like to now invite you into a session where we align our body, mind, and our heart in such a way that we will purify it. And then we will chant on this different level of consciousness. I do hope that all of you will be willing to participate in this experiment and be a little bold to enter a new type of consciousness and chant from there. You don't have to worry. My sources, which I will use, are Srila Prabhupada and the Deity Worship book. How do we say it in Pancharatra Deepika? No? Good. Now let me first ask you: are you tired or are you all right? Because this won't be something for the beginner, the ever tired bhakta who has not yet digested his weighty meal. Would you like to have a little energy into your system first? Or, yeah? Would you be so kind to get up? Let us just do a few gentle stretches. You have to touch the ceiling. We will now, after doing something for the circulation so that we are not sleepy, do something for the mind. I will read you a text of Srila Prabhupada, and then we will do what he recommends in this text. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that we should only beg God for service, life after life. This is the actual meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are actually addressing God and His energy, Hara. Hara is Krishna's internal potency, Srimati Radharani, or Lakshmi. Jai Radhe, he says. This is Devi Prakriti. And the devotees take shelter of the Devi Prakriti, Srimati Radharani. Thus, the Vaishnavas worship Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, and Sita Ram. The devotees take shelter of the Devi Prakriti, means spiritual nature. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, yes, what do you want? The answer is, please, engage me in your service. This should be our prayer. We should not say, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, please give me money, please give me a beautiful wife, please give me many followers, please give me some prestigious position, please give me the presidency. These are all material hankerings which should be avoided. So, we will do this now in a conscious effort. We will chant together the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and in the beginning, we will first address the internal energy of Krishna. We will say Hare, and thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. So as we are, please take up your beatbag now in your hands. And whenever you move on, when you have finished one mantra, you will naturally go to the next beat. And you will, just like you move your material body to the next beats, you move your fingers to the next beat. The bones and the flesh will go to the next beat. In the same way, your mind, please listen to this, your mind will go to the first Hare, and you will consciously take shelter there in the internal or spiritual energy of the Lord. You will leave the external energy, the world of Durga, and you will enter the internal energy, the realm of the internal energy. You will take shelter at Srimati Radharani's, So we will do this together, and I will say from time to time something to you. Please just keep on chanting. Only when you will hear this ring, it's the sign to stop. I might even do things to distract you, just to test you a little bit, maybe not. But your duty will be, throughout this exercise, to always bring your full attention to the first Hare. Just like you bring your fingers to the next beat, you will bring your mind first to the first Hare. Is the exercise clear? Good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please continue to chant. Now, full attention, all you got, to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Now all your attention goes to the first Hare. Now it comes again. The first Hare will soon come. Now. Oops. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The first Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. You're doing quite well, but you can do much better. All your attention, like a laser, now. Hare Krishna. Only the first Hare. For now, we are only concerned with Radharani, the Devi Prakriti. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Yes. Now when you say Hare, beg for service. Hare Krishna. In other words, pronounce it in a prayerful way. Connect with Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Na Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Now continue. Try to be present with all the names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Each single name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Be with each name. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Each name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Quite excellent. You are adopting this, you're applying yourself. Some of you still a little unwillingly, because whatever is new, some of us dread. But some of you are not thinking like this. And you know, the point here is, in order to become purified from the concepts of I and mine, we do need to take shelter under the spiritual energy. You have seen here how Srimati Radharani washes her hand from the turmeric in Pilipukur. Our workshops are a little bit under this motto of also purifying us. We are purifying ourselves not from turmeric, but from I and mine, these type of concepts. And we do this by taking shelter under the internal potency. Hara is Krishna's internal potency, Srimati Radharani. Jai Radhe, Prabhupada is saying. This is Daivi Prakriti, and the devotees take shelter of the Daivi Prakriti, Srimati Radharani. The greatest obstacle in our chanting is often inattention or distraction. Would you agree? This is a great problem. Inattention, we just can't bring our mind to the attentive practice. This is because we are distracted by the old programs. You know, I have heard, I'm not an expert in computers, but I've heard from some computer users that they may be in one program and then somehow they belch or they do something undesirable, and then boom, an old program, another program jumps up. I have heard even that sometimes in computers, advertisement comes up. You're peacefully doing Krishna conscious work on your computer, and jum, an advertisement comes, or something unfavorable for your devotional service jumps up. From some files or some archives or from Google or who knows where. So in the same way, when we are chanting as we are, without purifying ourselves from the world of I and mine, all these old programs will jump up and distract us. And most of the times, it's just seen as moods of being inattentive, moods of being absent-minded, moods of being unconcentrated. They just come, and these false programs dominate us like anything. So we have often spoken about how important it is to be attentive, but I have a good news for you. You cannot be attentive on your own. Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani says, no living entity on his own can conquer the powerful mind. Such victory over the mind is only possible by your blessings. Therefore, I beg for your blessings. And what this means, concretely, while chanting japa of the Hare Krishna mantra, is that you take consciously shelter of Srimati Radharani. That means the first Hare in the mantra. This is not speculation. This is Srila Prabhupada instructing us in the teachings of Lord Kapila. He says, in the beginning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. Yes, what do you want? The answer is, Please engage me in your service. Yes, nice. You know, you get the idea. This is how you will chant on the Spurter platform. This is how you will practice an easy beginning form of Buddha Shodhi, or exiting the influence of the material prakriti. No. The prakriti, yada, the dead matter. Yes, this is the first thing. This is where are we now, my dear devotees? We speak about spiritualizing our existence, and we first started by bringing our body into there. By the way, you don't need to do this exercise before you chant. I hope I'm not misunderstood. I just did it because you have taken prasadam, and I'm just doing this since many years. I know some of you have a fast digestion, but others it goes slow, and then one tends to be sleepy. The whole yoga exercise, the whole yoga is really only meant to help someone to sit properly. And this means to sit in a stable position which is comfortable, in a firm and stable position. Why? Because then it's possible to absorb the mind. The yogic traditions or the yoga scene has got it all wrong. Yoga, according to Patanjali, which is the authority which they all accept, because that's the authority on yoga, the asanas are only meant so that your body can sit firm and comfortable. And why is that? Why should you sit firm and comfortable? Or in Prabhupada's word, why should you sit properly? Because then you can absorb your mind. So the first thing is really you sit properly for this, if you want to absorb. And then you bring your mind to the first Hare, because that's the easiest form of concentrating on the Hare Krishna mantra. But now we come to the most essential element of this Buddha Shuddhi practice, which is to purify the mind. We had already the heart, or the consciousness, the inner consciousness. And for this, we have been given very, very nice prayers, which are the Buddha Shuddhi prayer, and we have made after a furious fight with the Indian technology. We have been successful to print this out for you, and I will ask you in your free time to take this sheet with you. You will get it when the session is over, and practice a little bit according to this. But before doing this, before practicing, I would like to usher you into a practice like this. I would like you to, first of all, sit properly. Your seat should be firm and comfortable. If you're an old man or woman, the chair works fine as long as you sit straight. And with your permission, I will guide you in a guided japa session based on Buddha Shuddhi. I request you to first of all look around a little to become aware of the place where you are. decorated hall, the light as it is our guest and falls into the hall. Look at this beautiful decoration of the altar if you have not yet taken care. I think we have developed a new art, the pot art, you know, by painting these clay pots. I really would like to take one home. They're so beautiful. And the deities, they're very small deities, Radha Kanhaiya Lal. You must see them from close. They're really a treat for the eyes and the heart. Very beautiful. They might conquer your heart. Just become aware that we are in such a wonderful place. We are in Vashana, the kingdom of Srimati Radharani. And we have the opportunity to chant together the Maha Mantra after hearing some wonderful prayers. When you're ready, please stop looking around. Maybe you just want to look in front of you. Some of you might like to close the eyes and listen to this wonderful prayer which will help us to come into the right mood for chanting. It is known as the Buddha Shuddhi prayer, or something which helps us to remember our true spiritual nature. Life is not easy for all of us. Modern times has so many demands on us. Sometimes we feel we are not proper situated in our life. We have doubts. Or in any other way, we are not feeling right, just right. And our chanting, we cannot be with the chanting as much as we want because we are so distracted. This prayer which we will hear now is meant to focus us, to take us away from our distraction, away from the small problems which we have or the big problems, and bring us at the right place. Yesterday one devotee came to me and said, "Oh Maharaj, I wish I could always be in the right place in my consciousness. Then everything would be so easy." And here, this prayer, if we listen carefully, can bring us to the right place. And after this prayer, we will chant together. We will chant individually on our japa beads, in other words, not in one voice, but each one as they regularly chant, his own speed, his own voice. But let us now listen very carefully to the Buddha Shuddhi prayers. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. I have a relationship to Krishna. But because of my own misfortune, I have turned away from him since time immemorial. When I turned away from him, I have identified myself with a material body. and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. And I have suffered the burning threefold miseries. Now my fortune has turned as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, and by the mercy of the great spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, I have come to know that I'm not this body. I'm Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being. I'm completely apart from the gross and subtle body. The interest of my gross body is not my interest. The needs and longings of my mind are really not my own longings and needs. So by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Syam Sundar. I will now connect with them. I'm really not a brahmana. I'm not a man or a woman, not even a brahmachari or householder. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Radha and Krishna are like an ocean of nectar and the cause of transcendental bliss. I will now chant next to the lotus feet of my spiritual master or the Vaishnavas, or I will chant before Radha Syam Sundar, and I will serve them with my chanting. Start now your japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Please continue to chant as I will speak to you and give you more definite instructions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please don't forget everything which you have heard now, but apply everything you have heard. The easiest way is that you first connect your mind with the mantra by entering the mantra in its first name, Hare. When you are unconcentrated, the first Hare. Here are for you the three steps in case you need a soft reminder. Step one is continue to chant, sit properly. Step two, bring the mind to the sound vibration of the mantra, the first hari. And step three, bring the heart to the chanting. Huh? Practice Buddha Shuddhi. I have forgotten you, my Lord. And my life has become very material. Now I turn towards you. Sit before the Lord. Again and again, practice the three steps, and then you will see something wonderful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Please continue. We will chant now for approximately 12 minutes. And please, again and again, this is a practice session. It's different from your usual japa. Again and again, practice these three steps, because I will ask you to do an exercise after this for which you will have to have an experience in these three steps. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please consciously take shelter of Srimati Radharani. Consciously refuse to think all these destructive thoughts. Just always bring your mind back first to the sound of the mantra, and then to this Buddha Shuddhi prayer, or the idea. My Lord, I have turned away from you since time immemorial. But now, I'm becoming your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Like this, no? With the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my misfortune, I have been averse towards him from time immemorial and have identified myself with my body, suffered. Now I know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being, completely different from the gross and subtle body. Now I will serve Shri Radha Shyam Sunda, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will sing with the mood, please engage me in your service. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by these illusory conceptions, I and mine, one will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna and devotional service unto the Lord, this illusion can be eradicated without any difficulty. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare From your heart, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Everybody again, please. Hare Krishna. A little louder, please.
Hare Rama.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada
Kindly turn now to your neighbor. You can also join a group of two if it should be too difficult for you to, if you can't just, if your neighbor is already busy with someone else, then you can be the three. Please share now on two questions. What discoveries have I made? If you have followed, if you have not followed the workshop but just sat there and observed it, please wait until the others speak who have followed the workshop. So, what discoveries have I made? And then how can these discoveries support my sankalpa? Remember yesterday we did a little exercise, what we would like to do in order to get the most out of this japa retreat. The question really is now, how can you incorporate what you have experienced if you have followed the workshop and use it for your discovery? And when you have just observed the workshop, you can talk after the others have spoken. We have not so much time, unfortunately, for this. We have just 5 minutes, so please get into talking immediately. Haribo, thank you very, very much for this, for your lively participation. I would like you to review throughout the day these 3 steps. We will have an opportunity in the afternoon when we do group japa session to review them again and go through them. The whole idea really is to go and really associate with Lord Krishna. Chanting, writes Prabhupada, means to associate with Lord Krishna. So the association with Lord Krishna must be done in a spiritual way, in a material way. You cannot go there just like fire only can dance in the fire. Now, from this place, Buddha Shuddhi, the different Vaishnava traditions go in different ways. There is, for instance, the Vaishnava Tantra. Tantra is not what the West... there are different types of Tantra. Tamasic Tantra is usually known in the West. But there's a Vaishnava Tantra, and what they do in this mystical tradition is not what you need to do, but just so that you get an understanding that this idea of purifying our wrong identity is in all spiritual circles it's done. What they do is they imagine that there is a fire which burns their old body and mind before they do sadhana, and then that a drop of nectar, an amrita drop from the ocean of nectar, falls on the ashes, and out of the ashes, almost like Prometheus of the ashes, comes their new spiritual body, and with that body they engage in Krishna's service. The traditions, the Babaji traditions, they will enter into a mentally conceived spiritual body, almost like someone enters into a waiting vehicle, and they will approach Krishna in that way. That's these two ways are not done by us, and they are very difficult. But what we do is we just chant from the platform that an understanding I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. Which servant I am, I do not know as of yet. And I'm chanting now the holy name. And as I connect with the holy name purifies my consciousness and will show its form. You know, I will see Krishna and the qualities, and will also show me my original spiritual form and my original qualities. And then I will ultimately be invited into the pastimes of the Lord. That is our process. But no matter where, I think we can learn that this Buddha Shuddhi is a universal thing which is common to all traditions. You can't do without it. You can't move forward if you stay eternally on the I and mine. I am the body and this is my mentally constructed world. You will be the eternal neophyte and it will not work. The process will not work for you. So, in a simple way, we can practice this according to some of these simple guidelines, and you will get your pieces of paper so that you can follow this prayer. This prayer really does everything because it makes you immediately aware that you are an individual spiritual being and you serve now. It's called Nam Seva from that position. And you will have entirely different results than if you do not chant, if you chant in an illusory position and an illusory understanding of who you are and who Krishna is. Good. This was this. We will do now a group session, and I would like to ask you what you prefer. Should we do group japa? We only have half an hour. I took 15 minutes from this, unfortunately. Should we do japa or should we do kirtan? Kirtan. I also feel for kirtan. It's easier, and it's nice if we do together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
What is required is something very simple. It's an awareness that I'm an eternal soul, and in reality, an eternal servant of Krishna. I'm really more a member of the spiritual world, and I'm not so much a member of the material world. I want to exit the material world, in the sense that I want to not be separated from Krishna, and even in this world be connected with Him. So you must chant simply from this position, and it will make all the difference. Please chant now.
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Please chant again.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare, oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please bring your arms up and thou chant it as if you really mean it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One more time, please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha.
Thank you so much in participating in this in today's day, actually. It was very nice to see also how you came in good numbers for the lecture. We will have a second part of Bhujan Prabhu's final instructions, the final instructions. If you have not done so already, connect yourself with your intention, your sankalpa, and keep that over your head. In other words, look towards it for inspiration. Our next session here in this hall will come after a good-sized pause. The pause will be now on your own. You will be able to take prasadam, digest, rest, go on pilgrimage, chant, read, utilize your time in other wise ways. And we will all gather together here at 4 o'clock already, 4 o'clock. And that will be quite easy sailing, that it's a group japa thing which will help us to go deeper as a group. It will be easy. There won't be complicated exercises. There will be Bhujan Prabhu and myself there, and we will give some little tips from here to there or like that. So please come for latest 4:30. So finished with your first workshop. I wish you a healthy appetite and good fire of digestion. I see there is a devotee with the handouts. Am I correct? Please, on your way to prasadam, take your handout with the Buddha Shuddhi prayers. And don't just stick it away. This is meant for applying in your japa. Hare Krishna.